This is Barbara Linder, and I'm here to lead us in a corporate prayer. Let not your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. I memorized these words of Jesus to his disciples at church camp when I was a teenager. I can still quote most of the first 10 verses of John 14 and call it to mind as needed. I found comfort in Jesus' word then, and I do now. The disciples Jesus was speaking to were confused and scared. They must have felt that their world was about to come to an end. We are similarly confused and scared, whether looking at our own lives, the lives of our loved ones, the lives of children, particularly children of color in America, the lives of refugees fleeing persecution and war, the life of our planet. How do we trust God, trust Jesus today in 2023? I believe we start by bringing our fears to God, to Jesus, speaking them aloud in their presence. So I'm going to start a prayer and let you finish it on your own, even speaking it aloud wherever you are. I would like to do that now. Let us pray. Jesus, our hearts are heavy as we see people we love suffering physically and emotionally. This morning we bring these loved ones before you, especially, please add your own. Father and mother of all, the lives of children in our city, country, and around the world are threatened in so many ways. This morning we bring children to you, especially, please add your own. Jesus, across the globe, people are leaving their homes because of war, climate change, and political instability, and are seeking refuge for their families. This morning, we bring refugee families to you, especially. Please add your own. Creator God, you have given us a beautiful home on this blue planet. We haven't done a very good job at tending your garden, being good stewards of water, air, and land. This morning, we bring the health of our planet to you, especially. Thank you, Jesus, for reminding us that we can trust you and your Father with all our fears and confusion. Now we ask you to receive these prayers and transform us through them so that we may have eyes to see and hearts to understand not only what you do on our behalf, but what you call us to do so that your reign will come to fruition here on earth as in heaven.